It's Thursday, December 9th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Christians in India's Karnataka state have faced increased attacks in recent months after state officials proposed a new anti-conversion law. This year, Karnataka ranks third among states in India for the highest number of attacks on Christians and churches. The anti-conversion law will likely pass in the state during its upcoming winter session this month. However, Hindu nationalists are already acting as if the law is in force. Locals often use anti-conversion laws as cover to harass and assault Christians. Olaf Scholz became Germany's ninth post-World War II chancellor yesterday. Scholz now heads the European Union's most populous nation and largest economy. This brings an end to Angela Merkel's historic 16-year tenure as chancellor. Scholz was in the mainstream Protestant evangelical church in Germany at one point, but later left it. He is reportedly Germany's first chancellor to not belong to a church. Scholz took the oath of office without the religious reference, quote, "so help me God," end quote. The only other chancellor to do so was Merkel's predecessor, Gerhard Schroeder. The EU scrapped the controversial anti-Christmas guide after internal pushback. The guide called for inclusive communication by not referencing Christmas or Christian names. The guide also flagged gender-specific terms like Mr., Mrs., and Ms. Former Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi responded to the guide's withdrawal. He said, quote, "It was an absurd and wrong document. A community is not afraid of its roots, and cultural identity is a value, not a threat," end quote. A disturbing new report from The Information found that Apple CEO Tim Cook signed a secret 5-year deal with Communist China in 2016. Under the $275 billion deal, Apple promised to invest in China's economy. In return, China agreed to exempt Apple from regulations in the country. The iPhone is now the top-selling smartphone in China. Apple's agreement included using more Chinese-made components for its products, assisting with a dozen Chinese government causes, and strictly abiding by Chinese laws as it relates to censorship. Micah 7 verse 3 says, "The prince asks for gifts, the judge seeks a bribe, and the great man utters his evil desire, so they scheme together." The U.S. Supreme Court heard arguments yesterday in a case involving Maine's public funding policy for religious schools. Maine currently provides tuition assistance for parents to send their children to a private school of their choice as long as the school does not integrate religion in the classroom. Families in Maine are challenging the policy. Based on the hearing, justices appear ready to expand public funding for religious schools. On Tuesday, Arkansas Republican lawmakers introduced the Human Heartbeat and Human Life Civil Justice Act. The bill is similar to the Heartbeat Bill passed in Texas earlier this year. The bill leaves enforcement up to private citizens who can sue anyone who kills an unborn baby. The Texas law has already cut the number of abortions in the state by half. A new report from the UK-based think tank Theos says the role of marriage in stable household relationships is being ignored in discussions of economic inequality. The report found, quote, "Married families are less likely to be in poverty than single-parent households. There is evidence that family structure has an impact on educational outcomes, with some studies suggesting that children in single-parent families fare worse in literacy and numeracy tests. Family breakdown is also associated with homelessness, with 49% of young homeless people giving this as the reason," end quote. And finally, Open Doors USA announced the completion of its successful Giving Tuesday campaign. The funds will help send 100,000 Bibles to Christians in heavily persecuted countries like Afghanistan, North Korea, and Nigeria. The group said the Bibles will be shipped in where possible, delivered by hand or digitally in other areas, and printed secretly in certain places. Open Doors began in the 1950s when its founder, Brother Andrew, started smuggling Bibles into communist countries. Isaiah 52 verse 7 says, "How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace, who brings good news of happiness, who publishes salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, December 9th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.